From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. BP reports that costs related to the Gulf oil spill are continuing to mount. As Larry Miller reports from London, the company may be looking to the Middle East for new investors.
In its weekly update, BP puts the cost of the oil disaster so far at $3.1 billion. This includes containment, cleaning, compensation, and drilling relief wells. It says it's paid half of the claims so far submitted. The oil company has put $20 billion aside to cover the cost of the disaster. Since the platform explosion in April, BP's value has been cut by more than half. It's now seen as a prime takeover target for a competitive oil company. ExxonMobil and Shell have been mentioned as potential bidders. There are fresh reports BP is talking to institutional investors in Abu Dhabi and Qatar about a possible strategic shareholding to fend off a rival bid. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Arizona Senator John McCain is warning of tough fighting ahead in Afghanistan, but he predicts that NATO and Afghan troops will prevail if they can secure the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar.
I am convinced we can succeed and will succeed, and Kandahar is obviously the key area, and if we succeed there, we will succeed in the rest of this struggle.
Speaking in Kabul, McCain also reiterated his opposition to President Obama's plan to begin withdrawing troops next summer. He's the top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee. Chrysler has come up with a new marketing strategy for Fiat brand cars. It's setting up a new dealer network to sell them. Michigan Public Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports that any dealer who wants to sell Fiats will have to set up a separate showroom with a separate sales team.
The tiny Fiat 500 goes on sale in the U.S. late this year. The European-bred subcompact car is unlike anything Chrysler has sold in the States before. Spokesman Ralph Kissel says that's why Fiats need their own space.
You can't put a Fiat 500 next to a Ram and have the same salesman talking about both vehicles, obviously.
Kissel says the Fiat 500 is also unlikely to attract the same customers who currently shop Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles. Chrysler expects to award about 200 Fiat franchises nationwide, mostly to metro area dealers where small cars are more popular. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
Toyota has launched a global recall of defective engines in its Lexus and Crown models. It started repairing nearly 92,000 vehicles in Japan. Overseas recalls are expected to follow soon. Asian markets fell in early trading Tuesday on lingering concerns about the strength of the global economic recovery. Shares slid 1.5% in Japan and South Korea. Tokyo's Nikkei is down to a 7-month low. This is NPR News. A Muslim cleric linked to the plot to bomb New York subway stations is heading back to Saudi Arabia. Ahmad Al-Afzali pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI during its investigation of the conspiracy. He was sentenced in April to time served plus deportation. His attorney says Afzali and his wife took a flight to Jeddah Monday afternoon. After public ceremonies in Washington and Charleston, West Virginia, Senator Robert Byrd will be buried on Tuesday. The big mystery in West Virginia is who will succeed the senior statesman. As we hear from Fred Kite of member station WOUB, there's also the question of whether a special election should be held.
Doug McKinney is the chairman of West Virginia's Republican Party. He's calling on Governor Joe Manchin and his fellow Democratic legislative leaders to change the law to allow for a special election. Others are saying the same thing, that the legislature, dominated by Democrats, should fix an election law that delays that vote until 2012. Democrat Secretary of State Natalie Tennant says voters should be allowed to choose Byrd's successor in November, and the state's Chamber of Commerce has endorsed that view. Byrd died a week ago. His term expires in January 2013. For NPR News, I'm Fred Kite.
Queen Elizabeth II is scheduled to address the United Nations during a brief visit to New York on Tuesday. The monarch also plans trips to Ground Zero and the headquarters of Research in Motion, the company that makes the smartphone BlackBerry. It will be her only second trip to the city in 34 years. Again, in overseas stocks, Tokyo's Nikkei Index is down 1.5%. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.